So for these last 14 years, I have had a rose bush in my yard that will bloom throughout the entire year. And I can anticipate that there will be blossoms through December until the first snow. And even one year, even during that snow, I still had a blossom blooming on that rose bush. And it's kind of gotten out of control. It's like, I don't know, probably like that. And then I have some stems that go up about 6 feet here. And they've grown through the ivy. And it's a lovely pink bush, but there's not a lot of smell to it. And so this fall, I decided I was going to trim it back a little bit. So my hope now is that it will grow next year. I didn't whack it too far back, so there's still that adventures that will come. And at times, I feel like that rose bush. I try to remain resilient against the harsh weather that the world produces. Whether it be in storms of uncertainty because of election years, the winds of change that are always blowing, the rains of sadness from the death of a loved one or close friend, the darkness of depression or the coldness of broken or damaged relationships. I also sometimes have to get pruned back because of either unhealthy stems that are going off in crazy directions or that are just drying up. We often need trimming to give way to the new stems, full of growth and possibilities that are ready to shoot forth. And we have to snip off the dead blossoms to make room for more possibilities to see God's love grow forth. Or we need to receive the nourishment to continue growing and producing the rosebuds to share with others. Like the rose bush in my yard, we need to take a look at our roots to distinguish between those things that bring about nourishment, that help us grow, and those harmful things that try to stunt our growth and cause damage. Today, like the rosebush, we have a bit of change occurring. So we welcome in a new church year. We are also digging deeper into the words that we are familiar with and looking at the roots to see if our understanding of them helps us or hinders us. So we start this exploration by looking at the roots that will be providing our nourishment for growth. So the big picture. And we begin, like I said, our year is now through the Gospel of Luke. And we start today at kind of towards the end of the letter, with Christ in the midst of preaching and teaching in the temple. And then as we work backwards throughout this year, we can, with anticipation for the season of Advent, for the celebration of Christ's birth. And each piece that we receive will aid the fertilization of our roots and can also bring about that growth that we need within us. So, as I said, we start towards the end, and it helps us to understand where the story's headed through a different looking frame that Luke sets for us. And he's bringing his unique perspective because he's not only a prophet, but by trade he is a physician. And he's really trying to get down to the unique perspective of God and the fulfillment of God's ancient purposes that have been written for centuries, but they're made available to all through the life of Christ. And he provides both a narrative and the historical account from which he viewed things. The enrichment that we receive from this text is also significantly bound to the book of Acts. So therefore, we have two volumes of one story. So within the larger point of view, we have an account of the events that are surrounding Christ's ministry. So then we look backwards into the salvation piece of God's salvation for all. So now we get to what fertilizer that we'll be getting our nourishment from. So we can look back at our faith from our roots and what we've explored so far. So we began this process by looking at the words care, faith, and justice, discovering how they are all parts of us and our roots that help us to remain firmly planted in Christ. So switching our focus, we now look at hope, which is the word that we're all familiar with. In fact, it might also be an overused word, that with each use, it loses its potency and our ability to get the full impact of it. So digging into the roots of hope, we start by looking at the Greek definition of hope and those words that are close related. So we see that it's expectation, it's trust and confidence, primarily in the expectation of God's promises. It's not merely the wishful thinking, but it is a firm assurance based on the character of God's faithfulness to us and to others. And this hope is often linked with faith and love, forming the triangle of Christian virtues. So the stems that come out of our roots are being taught in an urgency by Christ to those surrounding him in the temple. And this pericope, or this section that we look at today, Christ has had several opportunities to speak to those in the temple, and he's trying to give not only answers, but he's also trying to stretch their imagination. So he's giving them in parables and prophecies, giving warnings of the rocky weather, the changes in conditions that are yet to come for the nation of Israel and Jerusalem, and what can happen to the people who choose to follow Christ and to follow God. He is referencing those things given to us by God that remain the same no matter what. What is happening either socially or politically as they follow Christ. And he's also pointing to those things that you can physically put your hope in. So the sun, the moon, the stars, the roaring seas and tides, since these things are always constant, even when we can't see them. And Christ is encouraging those gathered to find assurance in those things while others are terrified. And for us, because we have been given faith by God, therefore we can have hope that redemption, salvation, grace, love are always ours. Therefore, we know where to turn our eyes to. That the stems of hope can come when we are called on to watch and pray, when we are standing up and looking at those things Christ is calling us to do, to have faith in, and to have hope in. Especially when hope seems unreasonable for us. And these stems of growth that grow out of the roots that find the encouragement through the belief in Christ's resurrection and salvation that has been given freely to us. That we find the nourishment by not losing heart when things look shaky, but we have to trust and have confidence in God's promises of that unconditional love, of that grace, of that hope that we can have, that Christ is the ruler of all things, that God is the ruler that will never leave us nor forsake us. It is when we run into those times of uncertainty or upheaval around us, times of depression by what we see taking place, or times of fear of what might take place. These are the times that we need to stand and look up. When we plead for the divine intervention and hold on to the understanding that it might come in a form of nourishment for our souls and the reassurances that we have as Christians. So when our hope produces those buds ready to blossom of our trusting faith that lives within us, that absorbs the light that Christ is shining on us, those flowers that we can then share with those who might also be struggling to see hope, the hope that is based on the faithfulness of God's promises, as we discover more and more about what love and peace and joy, along with the understanding that we have of care and justice for all. And then sharing that gift that we can sustain not only us long term, like the blossoms on that rose bush that blooms all year round, that we can share the knowledge that no matter how hard the winter we experience, in our souls, in our spirits, that the hope will return once more to us. Therefore, we are to turn our eyes towards Jesus and look full in his wonderful face, allowing our roots to soak up the nourishment provided and be renewed once more. Amen.